He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast. Ireland's Classic Hits
Radio. Hey, it's Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Hey.
You know, even though it was a short week,
yeah,
it was a very busy week on breakfast, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had drama, controversy and excitement. Lots of excitement.
Listeners were divided over the issue of putting dog poo in your neighbour's bin.
We also spoke about first world problems.
And one listener from Dublin came so close to winning 7 Deadly Spins that it was painful.
Here is today's Ask Lucy Anything. Guys, I need to know if I'm being a Karen about this.
Oh, okay.
I live on a road where most of my neighbours own dogs, mm-hmm. which is fine. But here's the problem. Anytime I put out my black bin on collection day, I see my neighbours putting their dog poo bags into my bin. Isn't that a bit cheeky?
Mm.
I think it's taking advantage. My husband says I'm just overdoing it and being a bit of a Karen. Says Olivia, what do you guys think? Now, Olivia, I own a dog, right? And I would walk 4 miles past black bins, everything, to put the dog poo in a proper bin or my own bin.
Mm.
That wrecks my head. I know it's only dog poo, but you know what it is? It's like you're changing your own child's nappy versus changing someone else's child's nappy. There are also people who don't, and I've seen it on the ground, or I've seen it in skips, or I've seen it in bins. People don't close the bags properly, and they just fling their dog poo into your bin, and then your bin smells of dog poo. Personally, I don't do it. I will try and... I've literally walked a mile with dog poo in a bag in my hand, and I have a dog. And I have a big dog. She's a Labrador.
So she is,
her poos are like a dad's.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, yeah.
So I won't fling my... I would not put my poo bag into one of my neighbour's bags. Now, if there was an open skip on the road, I would.
Well, that's the same thing.
I don't think it is. An open skip on the road is very different to a personal, someone's personal black bin. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a Karen too. What do you think, Katie?
Okay, this is, and again, I have a little dog, Stitch, now, and I've had a dog for 12, 13 years. So I think if the bin is on the road, it's going
to... Say like on a Thursday morning bin collection.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be collected anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I think if it's on the road, fine. It's fine.
Because but you know, Olivia's problem is she doesn't have a dog,
yeah,
and all of her neighbours do, so she feels like she's the dog bin.
But hang on a second, she doesn't see that. She's not going to see the poo. Does she go out and then lift up her?
Well, she must, because her husband thinks she's a bit of a Karen.
I think she is being a little bit of a Karen. I think if your bin is on the street,
it's at open that season.
Stage, well, not open season, but if it's on the street, let's say for instance, I was walking.
Okay,
by,
right. Okay, you have a dog.
I do know you,
Hazel.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you.
Yes.
It would wreck your head if you didn't have a dog and everyone else put their poo bags into your bin. I know it would annoy you.
I don't think everybody's doing it. There might be one or two, and I know one or two have done it in my bin when it's been outside.
She's saying everybody,
and I don't
all of her neighbours own dogs.
If it's on this street, I think, come on, get over yourself. Then you've done your deal. Kangaroo or whatever it's called, Greyhound, whoever the company are, they're not Kangaroo, Greyhound.
Okay.
They're taking the bin anyway. Do you know what I mean? You're going to get a clean bin.
Okay.
And actually,
have you ever experienced anybody putting a poo bag into a bin and the poo bag is open?
No, I haven't experienced that. Most of the poo bag people in my area are very... They've all done their knots, you know what I mean? And they're very clean.
Hey, see, I think you're lying in this because I know how pedantic you can be.
I'm pedantic in certain things and that's what makes me pedantic. And I'm not pedantic in other things and that's what makes me pedantic. So on this one, I'm thinking if the bin is on the road, fair game. The reason I'm saying that is I've done it to other people's bins.
Ah.
So I'm happy
okay,
if they
right.
do it to
so
mine.
He who throws the
He who
the
throws
greenhouse.
The poo.
He who throws the greenhouse thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's who you can't. Right,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Whereas I
well,
don't.
I've done it in
Listen,
a skip as well.
We all know I'm not perfect. My God. But I keep my poo to myself.
Good answer.
Now.
Good answer. Good answer. Let's get a t-shirt with that.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Check out some first world problems.
Go on.
So these lads went around, chatted to 2,000 people and said, what is your worst first world problem? Now, to define a first world problem, it's something that doesn't, it's not really a problem.
Yeah.
But becomes a problem because...
It's a big deal to you.
It's a big deal at that particular moment to you. Yeah, yeah. So there's things like, okay, for me, yesterday, somebody who drives your car and changes the position of your seat.
All right, did Jeremy do that yesterday?
Well, it wasn't. Jeremy did, but then Anne went down in my car last night, right? And Anne is quite small, and I mean that in the nicest way. So the seat is right up to. So getting into the car this morning, I banged my nose off the steering wheel.
And I
cursed her.
Right.
From the driveway.
Oh, it's quite early to Christmas.
Yeah, because she pushed the seat right up. So that just a tiny little thing like that just set me off.
Yes.
In a really bad mood.
It's like silent fights. I have these silent fights with Rich whereby, say, I put something somewhere and then he just comes in, moves it. But we don't actually say anything. It's like a silent fight.
Right, okay.
Do you have any
yeah.
silent fights?
Yeah. Does he know having a silent fight? Do you stare at each other? Oh. He doesn't even know he's having a fight.
No.
Right,
but he hasn't said anything to me. I don't say anything to him. So let's say, it could be something as stupid, honestly, as like, I'll think.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you a few of these here, right? Okay, so the car seat heater being too hot and scalding your bottom. I hate car seat heaters.
Love.
Cannot.
That's one of my favorite things about my car.
I think they might give you piles.
No. They're very, very good for you.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that sensation.
Very, very good for you.
Down that area of the heat coming up. Just.
I know, because you said that it makes you want to. Do
makes me want to go to the toilet. Yeah. I actually do feel.
Let yourself never get into my car.
Booking into a hotel only to realise that the Wi-Fi isn't free.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that really bother you?
Oh, yeah. I remember being in a hotel recently in Madrid and the Wi-Fi was like, it was like a tenner for 30 minutes. Just stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that annoyed me.
I'll tell you what annoys me.
Go on, then.
Hidden costs. So you get to a hotel and it's like, now, obviously, Jess is older now.
Yeah.
But I remember going to a hotel in Lanzarote, it was like, and then the safe per day is...
There
then
you
your
go.
Towels yeah. per day are, yeah, yeah. and then you'd like to rent a cot. So the cot per day is, and you're going, what?
The little things.
It's like about an extra 30 quid a day, and you're there for 2 weeks. You're going, do we need the safe?
I just can't understand why you have to rent a safe. That is just ridiculous. I got to agree with you on that one. That is
hidden
just
costs hidden. Drive me mad, and flying with airlines.
Oh,
hidden
that's ridiculous.
Costs.
Yeah.
Because you never end up paying what you think you are to begin with.
I know.
You're down this rabbit hole then.
It's €14 to chur in or something. By the time you finish, it's €90 or something.
Yeah.
Here's a really, really, really first world problem that is absolutely so inconsequential, but it really annoyed somebody. She reckons that nowadays there are too many pips in the satsumas.
Too many pips in the satsumas? As in mandarin oranges.
Yeah. The little lads, yeah. I have to agree with it. Do you know what I find really annoying nowadays? Really annoying. Is if I'm using a lemon, which I was last night.
Yeah.
We've over-pipped the lemons. I don't know what's happened in the lemon world, right? Have you noticed that? Most lemons now come with like 60 pips. Like you're de-pipping the lemon before you can actually get to use the lemon juice.
Why don't you get yourself a...
And okay. I don't have one of those.
But did you get one? They're like cheap as chips.
I know. I used to be able to just squeeze it and just catch the two pips that came out.
Oh no, I don't like that. I don't like watching someone do that because I think their hands are dirty.
Yeah, well,
the lemon's dripping through their fingers. How do I know their fingers are clean?
Oh yes. But they're over pipped. Lemons are
over-pipped.
Over-pipped
lemons.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I was doing one last night. There must have been 20 pips. I got angry.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian wants to get in on this.
Good morning, Colin and Lucy. I'm very much enjoying your stories there.
Thank you.
I have a story like the one about the car seat. I have a particular way I like my car seat set.
Mm-hmm.
And every time my wife takes the car, she has it set up like a boy racer, and it's all over the place. It drives me nuts, it does. So I went off and I bought a lovely Land Rover Discovery, and I have setting number one on the seat, so I just get in, press number one, and it configures to the way I like it. That's my story anyway.
You've got a setting on your seat. How posh is that?
That's very posh. I'm interested to see how your wife drives around like a boy racer.
Yeah.
She obviously lies on the back seat. I think that's hilarious when you see that.
Well, I've tried to encourage Anne to bring pillows when she drives my car, not to just my seat, just to take out pillows, the silly pillows.
Yeah, I understand.
And just leave it. But I like that. God, that's really good. Dave has a first world problem.
Good morning, Colin, Lucy, Jeremy, Dave here from Deco 24.
Hey, Dave.
My biggest first world problem is going to a really fancy restaurant and eating a really fancy dinner and then get the dessert menu, and on the dessert menu they don't do chocolate brownie and ice cream.
No, jeez.
And you say it to the waiter, like, what? Where is the chocolate brownie? And they say, well, we do this kind of like a chocolate brownie, but it's a brown, like a fudge cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Chocolate fudge cake. It's really nice. And you're just looking at them in disgust. How dare you insult me with your kind of like a brownie fudge cake.
Dare them.
Get this crap away.
Dare them.
Okay. Yeah, that's my biggest first world problem. Morning, guys. Woo!
Morning. I'll tell you something else that really annoys me just thinking of the restaurant side of things. And especially with kids, every 2 seconds, like, can I have more ketchup, please? Can I have more ketchup?
Right,
can I have more mayonnaise? Why did they just bring out big, like especially like certain restaurants?
Yeah,
you know, the tiny little portions of ketchup
and
mayo.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Just bring out the bottle. We've children.
I know.
Bring out the bottles.
Bring out the bottles, we say.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Owen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, not a bother.
I'm very excited to hear that you have a smallie in the car with you about to go into crash.
I was parked outside crash, but then she started to stir a little bit. She was getting a bit impatient, so I've had to hit the road again.
Right, okay.
Oh, cute. What age is she?
She is one and a bit.
Oh,
okay.
Sweet. Okay, exactly, Owen, let's win your daughter some cash, because let me tell you now, owning a daughter, you will never have money again. She's going to take it all off your hands. Let's spin the wheel and find out how much you're playing for.
Owen, my daughter is 25 and I'm broke. I'm a broken man. I just want you to know that now. There it goes. Anywhere from 3,000 down to 250 euros. The higher the amount, the harder they will be. The lower the amount, the easier they get. And you, sir, are playing for, 900 euros. That's all right, isn't it?
Okay.
That'll
do.
That'll buy you some nappies.
Okay, 49 seconds on the clock. You've 7 questions to answer, ideally correctly, and then you win the money. We have to take your first answer, Owen, okay?
All right. Okay, best of luck, everybody. The clock starts now.
Which English boy band took their name from a Back to the Future character?
McFly.
Which decade does Marshy McFly travel back to in the first movie?
The 50s.
Which sweet used the slogan, "The Mint with the Hull"?
Polos.
Polo is a brand of clothing by which designer?
Ralph Lauren.
In the clothing brand DKNY, what does NY stand for?
New York.
It's called TK Maxx in Ireland, but what's the shop called in America?
TJ Maxx.
In 2007, EastEnders character Max Branning was exposed, having had an affair with who?
Oh! What were you going to say?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I've never watched EastEnders.
Oh, man.
It was Stacey Slater.
Did so well. You flew through,
That was one of the trickier ones, though, which is why it was 900. He had an affair with Stacey Slater.
Listen, that was so impressive. I mean, I'm just looking at the questions when they jumped up on my screen. That TK Maxx, TJ Maxx, how did you know that?
I actually don't know. I've heard it before, but it just came to me.
We started a conversation literally at this time yesterday. Today got so busy that we didn't get back into it.
Yeah.
So it was, remember we were chatting, you brought it on Celebrity Loose, the Gary Barlow story.
Yes. That Gary Barlow said there are other bands.
Yeah.
Like, they're called Fake That.
Fake That. Fake That.
Fake That.
Fake That. And what's the other one? The big lads.
It was like fat
shakers or something.
Fat shake.
Yeah, fake fat. No. But anyway, it was tribute acts. Do you know there's a tribute act called Amy Housewine?
No.
Yes. Isn't that brilliant?
No.
So we asked you to send us in 087-188-0008 a whole bunch of different tribute acts, and we try and work out who they are. We got a whole bunch of them. So are you ready for these? Actually, if you don't know who they are, then you're not doing a good job as a band. Because we mentioned yesterday, your uncle's in the Bootleg Beatles.
No, my uncle's best friend.
Right, okay, not your uncle.
No.
So Uncle Teddy, I think, is in the Bootleg Beatles.
No.
And he plays?
He's John Lennon.
John Lennon,
yeah,
wow.
He looks like him and he sounds like him and he talks like him.
Does he?
Yeah.
And he is. So they sort of grow into their character.
They do, yeah.
It's been like where we're talking about
30 years.
Yeah, the look alike.
Okay, so you say the name and then I'll say who I think they are.
Proxy Music. What? Proxy Music.
I don't know.
Who's the band?
don't know.
Roxy Music. Oh, don't say you don't know Rue
Who's Roxy Music? It must have been love.
That's Roxette. Oh, I love playing these games with you. Brian Ferry, Roxy Music. Let's stick together. No?
Next.
Avalon. More than this.
We should bring back the lyrics board.
Les Zeppelin.
That's Led Zeppelin.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
Oasis.
Oasis.
It's actually spelled Oasis.
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 As in S-H-I-S-H.
S-H, yeah, yeah. Oasis. Stealing Dan. Stealing Dan. Oh, come on.
No, I don't know. You
won't get a gig on the lyrics board.
I don't want a gig on the lyrics board.
You just said you wanted to bring it back.
Well, no, just to see you on the piano singing, trying to play as I'm guessing. Stealing, I don't know.
Steely Dan.
Oh, yeah.
The Beagles.
The Beatles.
The Eagles. The Beagles. The Beagles. Earth, Wind and Fireplace.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Thank you. The Foo Fakers.
Foo Fighters.
Oh, very good. I'll give you one more. Non Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you liked all of that, there's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's